I don't know about you, but I found it very strange to hear Mrs. Gillian Moore be given a report on Sunning. Who? Still getting used to it. But the Word of God tells us there in Jeremiah 8 and 20, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. And that's the case for many of our children. Because the summer harvest has passed. The summer has well and truly passed. And sadly, many, many of our children have not come to faith in Christ. Will you pray for the salvation of our children this year as you have never prayed before? My heart aches for our children because they're precious. Every single one of them are precious. But they have a soul and they need to make the Lord Jesus Christ their Lord and Master if they're ever to get to heaven. Please pray for our children this year for their salvation. In the beginning of July, we put together about 60 packs to run in conjunction with the FPC Kids and their virtual Bible club. It was shown on Facebook and YouTube, so we had to put 5 days sweets, 5 sets of worksheets, 5 sets of crafts that they could cut out, and you name it, it all had to be photocopied, put together. And I'm glad to say that many of our parents have been in contact and said how much their children enjoyed the FPC Kids. Now, FPC Kids is run by our own missionaries under our own board. So that's Joyce Walsh, Robert McConnell, and Christina Logan. So they ran a virtual Bible club in July, and they ran another one in August. Now, the one in August ran in conjunction with our own 3-day club with the children. So those kids that couldn't attend, I says, well, listen, get on to FPC Kids again, and you can join in a Bible club there. Now, it was a joy in August to have our own 3-day Bible club and to see the wee faces. We just sent out text messages to our mums, and it was such a joy to see all the wee faces coming in and coming up and telling you their stories and telling us what was happening. We're thankful for all who came along to help us. We're especially thankful for our young people who give of their time. We're thankful for Anna coming and playing. We made Anna work very hard because she had to be the scorekeeper. And we weren't counting in 10s or 20s or 30s this year. We were counting in thousands. So Anna did a great job. Richard, he was running around doing whatever was needed. Andrew helped us on the Wednesday, and we also picked on Andrew a bit because there was one question the wee boys couldn't get. And I says, well, what do you think, boys, if we ask that big boy at the back, do you think he'll be able to answer it? So they were full of confidence. And I'm very glad he was able to answer the question because it would have looked really bad. But the kids enjoyed it, and we did have a good time with them. Caroline asked one of the children, well, what age are you? And she said, I got a reply I've never had before. And this young gentleman said, I'm still 4. So that gave us all a bit of a giggle after the meeting. Now, will you pray for all those children that attended? Because they listened extremely well. They sat up. I think they were so glad to get out of the house and to see their friends. And we had everybody spaced out. But will you pray that the Lord will move in each one of their little hearts? We're thankful for all who came and helped us. All those who sat with the children, all those who got them marked in. Because without the adults there, we can't have our Bible club. And so we're thankful that they came because we are labourers together with Christ. And we're thankful for those of you at home that come 11 o'clock you were on your knees praying for us and for God to move, and we felt his presence. We knew the Lord in our midst. Now, our Bible club this year was different because the kids were well spaced out up the hall. We had to sanitize all the handles and tables and chairs each morning when we came in. We're thankful that thus far we haven't heard of any kids getting sick. And the kids listened really, really well. We had 47 children on the roll. We had an average of about 34 children each day that came. And that was just through texting the mummies that those kids that normally come to your meetings, and Ian putting it in the paper. So the Lord really did answer prayer. So that we invited all our children from all our various meetings in. And we're thankful for all those who came. And we had new children in as well. So will you pray that those new children will come along to some of our other meetings each week, that we won't lose them, but that they'll come along. Now, in the course of this week, I'll be sending out text messages again to say how the Bible clubs are starting, and those new children I'll be sending to them as well. So pray we get a good acceptance from the parents, and that the parents won't have something for the children to do that night, but that they'll be able to send the little ones along. In our meeting, because we can't sing as much as we normally do, we decided we would show the video of David Livingstone. So we got three parts of that done. So once our meetings start again, we'll do the final two parts. Now, it's an old-fashioned video. It's not all the flashing lights that the kids are used to today. But honestly, they sat up and their eyes were just massive and they listened. And when we asked questions, they were able to answer. So pray that this will even stir up the hearts of some of our children to say, well, Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? Lord, where do you want me to go to serve you? So we have another two sections to watch, so we'll do that when we start our own meeting. We looked at the life of Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, and again, the children listened really well. And one granny came in, she says, you know, Gillian, I knew about Hezekiah's prayer, but you know, I had to get the Bible down and we had to go through all the lessons because I didn't know that much about him. So that was encouraging. But pray that our children will remember what they've heard. Now, changes. Things aren't the same this September as they were last September. But pray that even though there are changes, that we will still get the opportunity to tell boys and girls about our wonderful Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. There are no after-school Bible clubs at present. One teacher said to me, Gillian, I'm hoping by half term. Another teacher said to me, Gillian, I think it'll be the new year. None of us know. But we pray that those opportunities, the schools have all said, Gillian, once we know that things are okay, we will be phoning you to get you back. So that is encouraging. Our night meetings are all starting next week. And if you're not doing anything and you would like to help us, Tuesday night we're in Tresna. Wednesday night we're in Lisbalaw. Thursday night we're in Maguire's Bridge. And Friday night we're here. Pray that our children will all come back to the meetings. Pray we'll get new children in. Because the Lord can do great and mighty things above all that we can ask or even think. So pray to that end with us. We're going to look this year, or this term, at the Ten Commandments. And I was thinking this morning about the law and the book of the law. And I was reading there those verses in 2 Chronicles 17. And we read in the verse 8, it says how Hezekiah sent, and he named the different men that he sent out to teach God's word. And in the verse 9, it says, and they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of the Lord with them. and went about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. Well, we're going to be teaching the little people. And when we look at those names in verse 8, we can put our own workers' names in there. Because we all go with the word of God, we're going to teach the children the law of God. Pray that as the word of God, that God's laws will be taught to the children, that they will understand these are for me. They're not just for mommy and daddy and big people, but these laws, many of them, affect me. So pray for us as we try to get those lessons together. And remember, the Lord says in Psalm 19, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, so that we want them to see that this law points them every single time back to our Saviour. But there was a verse I read, and to be honest, I don't remember reading it before. I know I have. But until today, it didn't really sort of hit me between the eyes, but it did when I read it this morning. It says there in Isaiah 30 and verse 9, it says that this is a rebellious people. The next part, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. And that scared the heart out of me. We know little ones tell lies. It wasn't me, it was her, it was him. I didn't do it, they did it. Lies come easily to children. But then when you went on, Isaiah went on to say, it says, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. Will you pray that our children will have an ear to hear and to obey the law of the Lord? Because God's word is true. And if there were lying children and children who refused to hear were in the time of Isaiah the prophet, then it's still true today. And I'm fearful for our children. Pray much that our children will have ears to hear and a willingness to obey and to serve the Lord in their hearts. As I said, we're going to be looking at the Ten Commandments. Each night we'll take a different commandment and we'll see a Bible lesson that correlates with that. Pray that we get the right application at the right level for each meeting. Each meeting is different. Pray that we'll get the right application for the children. And I was chatting to my friend on Sunday, and I says, you know, the seventh commandment. She says, oh, I can tell you how to introduce that one. And I go, right, share, sister, share. She says she brought her engagement ring and her wedding ring. And she talked about what marriage was, and she brought her wedding photographs. And she says they were all, oh. And I thought, Lisa, I'm going to copy you. So the seventh commandment is going to be hard to teach. But it's in God's word, and we have to teach the children from their young what every word says. So pray that the Lord will give us help, that we'll use the right words, but that it'll penetrate the hearts of our little ones. We're going to continue on with David Livingstone, and then we'll do some other wee lessons, just for 5 or 10 minutes. Instead of singing as we would normally do. So pray that the Lord will lead as to what wee 5-minute program we should put in there for those other weeks. Now, Jones Memorial School were on the phone with me and they says, Gillian, we can't have you for Bible Club at present. We can't have you for assembly because we're not allowed people in. And that's the same with most of our schools. And they says, Gillian, could you possibly do a Zoom meeting with us? And I thought, I know the connection on Chanter Hill isn't good. And I says, well, What if we did like a short meeting? Just like a DVD, but just maybe 10, 15 minutes, 5, 10 minutes? How would that work? Perfect. Because each class is going to do their own assembly. And if you can give us a short lesson, then we can show it to the children. So what we plan to do it similar to how we did it on Children's Day. So pray for that. Pray for the guys at the back who are going to have to put it all together for me. And pray that the Lord will use it in the schools. So Jones, they're going to do it. Florence Court said they'll do it. Lisbelaw's going to do it, so that'll be once a month. We're also able to go to Kilskerry and to Clocher Valley to do assemblies there. So with Jones and Florence Court and Lisbelaw, we're going to do the Bible ABCs. Characters in the Bible beginning with the letters of the alphabet. Pray the Lord will use that. And then in Kilskerry and Clocher Valley, we're going to look at the Hezekiah lessons that we did with our children. Pray that the Lord will use his word to the salvation of those that still know him not, but for the building up of those children that do confess Jesus as Lord. I've been saved from I was 10 years of age, and I attended Sunday school, but quite often I found for myself, maybe you're different, but I found application just sort of went over my head. Because I didn't realise it affected me. Will you pray that when we make application, that the children will see it's for them. It's not for Sally. It's not for David. It's for their own wee hearts. That the word of God will go forward as that nail in a sure place. We need your prayers more than ever in the Bethel Children's Crusade. We thank you for your prayer support during the summer. We thank you for interceding at the throne of grace for our children. And we would ask you that you would continue to do that, and that we will see in this year the Lord doing great and mighty things above all that we could ask or even think. And the Lord can do that. But we are labourers together with God. Thank you.